Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2013, and this is Council 9 Volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. The Coalition of Flight Attendants has scheduled a leafleting at Washington National Airport on April 24th, 2013, from 1200 to 1600 hours at the north end of the ticket level of Concourse C, and flight attendants, please wear your uniform. Knives will be allowed back in our aircraft cabin on April 25, 2013, if we don't fight back now. TSA Administrator Pistole has said the only way he will back down is if Congress makes him. We need to continue to flood congressional offices with calls right now and every day until we achieve a law that ensures no knives ever again. Dial 202-224-3121 and ask the Capitol switchboard operator to connect you with your representative. Your phone call will be answered by a member of the representative staff who will note your request. They may ask for the name of your hometown, your zip code, or your mailing address to verify you are a constituent. See our website for a suggested script for the call. Flight attendants who wish to participate in the 3-month partnership program number 9 should bid prior to the close of bids on April 25th at 5 p.m. Central Time. Partnership Program Number 9 covers the period of June 1, 2013 through August 30, 2013, and awards are based on domicile need and cost effectiveness of the program in the aggregate. For more information, please visit our website. Revision Number 6, which has an effective date of May 1, 2013, is available in your domicile. This revision contains updates that will allow you to remove bulletins 5, 6, and 7, so please provide yourself ample time to review and insert it in your FAOM. The United Master Executive Council will convene the spring regular scheduled meeting in Chicago on Tuesday, April 30th through Thursday, May 2nd, 2013 at the Hyatt Rosemont Hotel. The full agenda for the meeting is posted on the MEC section of www.unitedafa.org. If you are unable to attend a local meeting, we encourage you to contact your local council to discuss issues directly with your local elected representatives. The Mexican government has recently imposed new restrictions on items in which crew members may have in our carry-ons while undergoing screening at security checkpoints in Mexico cities. MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee have received reports of flight attendants experiencing difficulties in Mexico City, Guadalajara, and Cancun, and in some cases these flight attendants are being asked to pay fines or import duties for these items. We strongly suggest you review the items prohibited list for Mexico on our website, and if you encounter difficulties, please contact your local council and report the issue. Federal transportation officials have stated that beginning next week, the country's busiest airports could experience several-hour delays due to federal spending cuts forcing furloughs of air traffic controllers. It is expected that the worst delays could be 210 minutes late. The Federal Aviation Administration has stated they are not going to sacrifice safety during this time and would try to prevent planes from stacking up during busy times by grounding planes at their originating airports or order them to take circuitous routes. Our contract includes reassignment parameters to allow the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring certain pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. We suggest that you carry your contract and keep it close at hand. On Tuesday, several senators urged the Federal Aviation Administration officials to rethink the ban on electronic devices before takeoff and landing on all commercial aircraft. Senator Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, stated in a recent USA Today article that she feels very strongly that this is an example of a rule that needs to go away. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta explained in the same article that the FAA has an advisory committee studying whether to allow electronics, and they are expected to make a recommendation in July. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.